My teacher seems to feel the same way too. Worries, worries pile up on my head.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, I don't have upper management in the studio with me here. I got top management here in the studio with me here. And he's got to put up with the purple padded room with gold flakes in it.
That's right.
I mean, and North Korean equipment that you've given me. Right. Terry, Wally, how are you doing, sir?
I don't know. You ran into my office this morning about 5 minutes before the show, and you said, hey, can you come on the air? Because I got a lot of stuff to complain about equipment-wise in the studio. I want to do it live.
Oh, that's what I said? Oh, well, yes, yes. And you said, no, I'm going to come on your show. We're going to talk about football.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl.
That's right. And you have all these really unique Super Bowl facts we did last year.
Yeah.
Isn't it the biggest pizza and wing day in America?
Yeah, it is. And you know what? I know you have a special foodie show coming up tomorrow.
Yep.
And I think you're focusing on the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl and Valentine's Day.
And so there were some things when we started chit-chatting in the office. I go, oh, no, I got some fun facts about, number one, I got a lot of Super Bowl fun facts, but I also got fun facts about food and the Super Bowl.
I love you, man. So, what's our first fact?
Let's get started. So, they came out with some new data, and they say that 44% of people have Super Bowl superstitions involving food. Did you know that?
No.
Yes. Okay.
Wow.
So, what's the best good luck food? It's pizza. Pizza is the number one good luck food for game day.
Well, of course, it's Italian-American.
What is the worst? What's the bad? What's the number one?
Probably quiche.
Deviled eggs.
Close enough. Yeah, I knew it was an egg thing.
Yeah, so deviled eggs is the number one bad luck food for game day. Yeah, oh, yeah. And they say, you know, most people are looking for good luck on the Super Bowl game day. Of course, you know, if their team's not in it, maybe they're placing bets. I know there's a lot of bets out there.
It's America's day.
And we're going to get into betting here in just a moment because I got some statistics on that as well.
Super Bowl Sunday is America's day.
That's right. So it doesn't matter if you're not a Niners fan or a Chiefs fan. You want to make a little money on the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go back to the food. So I said 44% of people apparently have game day superstitions involving food. It's so serious that 85% of those people must have certain foods or they refuse to have the others on game day, period. End of sentence. They must have certain foods. Now, you got to think of this because I was thinking about, there's a lot of people out there that watch their teams. You know, I know you're a Dallas Cowboys fan.
That's the Dallas Cowboys fan. And what do you call a fan who hasn't won a Super Bowl in 30 years?
The Dallas fan. What do you call a team that hasn't won a Super Bowl? There's four of them.
Yeah.
Did you know that? There's four of them.
Yeah. A Cleveland fan.
Yeah, Cleveland.
An Arizona Cardinal fan.
No.
A Detroit fan.
And the Panthers. Yeah, there you go. You knew them, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we're getting back to...
Just have to think about it.
So superstitions, you know, they have superstitions with food, but if you're a true, you know, fan of your team, they came out with this other article I was reading yesterday. I just sat there and laughed because it's me. And you sit there and, you know, I have a man cave. I have all my paraphernalia. So when I do game days every Sunday, not just the Super Bowl, for my team, I don't know what you want to call it. So I go out there.
I like your wife's clothing. Say it, Perry Wally. What happens?
We'll get to that in just a second. So I have a crate, and I open it up, and I have all my Seahawks paraphernalia, and I set it all out every game. It's like a ritual.
What's on your right forearm?
And you know what?
What's on your right forearm?
It's a Seahawks.
What's on your left forearm?
It's a Seahawks.
That's right.
Okay.
You're all in.
And so basically what this article says is 74% of people all have these superstitions, and what they think is that it's because of their superstitions and what they're doing in their homes is what makes their teams win.
My superstition is the shirt that I wear.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure, okay, Last time they played, did I win the, wear the shirt? Did they win or lose? If they've lost, I can't wear the damn shirt.
All right, going back to the wife thing. Yeah. This season, it was not a fun season for me.
She was great. She was so cool. She even got clothing from me.
So I made the mistake. I think it was week two of the NFL season. You know, and I go up, and I watch my Seahawks. I go over to my man cave. I close the door, and then I watch the game. And then, you know, I mentioned to her, I said, you know what? Why don't you come watch the game with me? You never spend any time with me on Sundays because I'm watching football, but we could watch the game together. Oh, and she looked at me.
First mistake. You got a smart wife. I mean, excuse me. You got a highly intelligent wife, buddy.
I know. So what does she proceed to do, Dave? What do you think?
She gets online and she starts ordering clothing of whatever team you're playing against. She gets the clothing. And then when the game is over, she sends it back and trades it in.
It gets even worse than that. All right. So what she did is she did that particular week, she researched every game for the rest of the season. And not only did she purchase the items for the visitors' team, which she just would walk in the room the first day, my jaw dropped, and I said, get out. I said, do you read my sign there? Only Seahawks fans allowed in the man cave. You know, so, and then I just let it go. But then she put out these posts, like not a GoFundMe page, but like, hey, if you have any. So yeah. People were donating. You donated. I remember
that.
And you
had to give me back my clothes. And what did you tell me?
Right.
Middle finger.
Yeah, you stopped by my office.
Yeah, middle finger.
We were playing Dallas this year. Yeah, and you sat finger. There and dropped a bag. Yeah. Oh, your wife needs that. And I go, what is this? And I open it up, and it's a jersey or shirt. So I said,
shirt with an F.
Yeah, and trust me, I grabbed that bag first thing Monday morning, and I walked it right back to you in this office.
I know it.
But
football's so much fun.
Yeah, really. It was a fun year. Yeah. You know, the wife, you know, she has a lot of, now she's pretty set for next year because she's got almost everything. She, you know, the stuff she borrowed, she had a return. But, I mean, people were like funding her. They were just like sending her stuff, ordering stuff on Amazon and, you know, sending her, you know, the other team stuff. So anyways, that's what happened to me this year. Now.
Okay.
All right, so getting back to, what are we talking about? We're talking about food. There's bad luck foods, and there's good luck foods. Let's go through the list. What do you think?
Okay.
You know, some people find ice cream and chicken wings to be good luck food. Huh?
Well, first of all, thank God.
I'm going through the whole list. Yeah, I'm just going to get rid of this. I have the whole list.
Okay.
Top 20 good luck foods and the top 20 bad. Stay away from them.
Okay.
And I want to see if you're cooking any of these on Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm cooking chicken wings and nachos.
All right. So good. We mentioned number one is pizza.
Yeah.
And this is number two came in. I go, I've never had this food during football ever. Hot dogs. That's the number two good luck food.
That's lazy East Coast.
That's correct. Yeah. I would say I've never, I would even think of cooking,
you know,
a hot dog.
Maybe they were throwing, like, you know, all your sausages, your brats into hot dogs.
Maybe that's what.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the third one was a surprise to me. Another good luck food. It's the top. This is the third.
Tacos?
Burgers.
Yeah, burgers, yeah.
Really? I don't. Yeah. I wouldn't even cook. No,
you know,
When you
go to a tailgate,
uh-huh.
They're easy. Everyone loves a burger. That's
okay.
So
well, I guess you see it that. I'm seeing it from my standpoint at the house. You know, I like to, you know, get all the different finger foods cooking and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But burgers, now, chips obviously is number four. Popcorn was number five.
Oh.
I know. Chicken wings came in at six.
Okay. So I'm two out of the top six.
Okay. Ice cream was seven.
I love ice cream.
Yeah.
And I brought up ice cream on my Fairbanks Foodie Show on Valentine's Day.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
How about chicken sliders?
No.
That was number eight. And cookies was, or cupcakes, number nine. Cookies followed by tacos at a number 11.
That's sort of low.
I know. Potato skins at 12.
Low.
Okay. How about just assorted cheeses and crackers and fruit?
Easy, low.
That's 13. Nachos was 14.
Ooh.
And I say nachos. I mean,
nachos.
That drives my wife. But you say, it's nachos. No, it's nachos.
Nacho opinion, honey.
salsa and queso dip, and then chicken tenders, followed by trail mix with nuts and pretzels, which, yeah, that doesn't work for me. Mozzarella sticks, chili, and then the veggie platter came in 20th for the good luck foods.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
It's dark, it's cold, and that snow's gonna start loading up on a couple of those trees hanging over your yard or house. You do know that Eric and his crew at Great Alaska Tree Company work year-round, right? Troublesome trees don't wait for summer, and neither should you. Winter's the worst time for tree damage. To power lines, cars, and homes, specializing in those tricky, hard-to-reach areas, licensed, bonded, and insured, it's Great Alaska Tree Company.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Yeah, we're totally still dropping trees all winter long. Give us a call, 978-470.
Every house has windows, and when you have questions about purchasing new ones, where do you go? No, you don't ask Google. And if you did, it should tell you to go ask Steve at Glass Solutions for all your window and door-related questions. Steve's Alaska's expert with more than 30 years' experience selling Artigrade windows that will last. Everyday wholesale pricing on time-tested major brands that have proven themselves at 50 below zero. Call 699-9633 and ask for Steve for your best solution at Glass Solutions.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with scattered flurries likely. Daytime highs approaching 21. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Scattered flurries likely. Lows level off around 8 above. Daytime highs approaching 24. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. You're listening to Problem Corner here in the interior at zero below, zero above. To Al, who texted me about upper management being in the studio with me here.
Oh, yeah.
The show's not over yet.
The show's not over. The beatings have not begun.
Yeah.
Okay, we talked about Good Luck Foods. Now, a lot of these, now this is the 44%. They say, okay, these are the Good Luck Foods. And then the other people like, no, these are the Bad Luck Foods. So there's a lot of crossover that people think that, all right, that food is not a good luck food. That's a bad luck food. So let's go through the bad luck. Number one, deviled eggs. I did mention that.
And what is deviled eggs on a Super Bowl?
I don't even eat deviled eggs. It's just something about
you, them. You need to take that person, re-educate them, make him have a few chicken wings.
Right. Garlic bread. Uh-oh, you're Italian.
What are you having garlic bread
that says
for?
It's bad luck food for your tea.
I'm Italian, bad luck. I'm not having garlic bread on my, you know.
All right. And then they said, you know, the third one, which actually made both lists as good luck way further down, but chips and queso. Bad luck.
Okay.
It's a bad luck food. And then ice cream was number four for bad luck.
Wow.
I would agree with that one. And then chicken wings made number five for bad luck. Even though it made, like, but number, 12, it was way down there on the bottom there.
12 for good luck.
Yeah. And then I'll just round it out. They have pastries. Yeah, that's bad luck. Pulled pork sliders.
Hold it. My team isn't in it. My team hasn't been in it this millennium. So I don't have to worry about good luck, bad luck food.
But I could see pastries. I mean, you don't do it. Jalapeno poppers. That made the list of bad luck foods. What else? And then that's it. I mean, obviously, these are a lot of crossovers. So those are the main ones there. So there's your good luck, bad luck foods. So stay away from if you're superstitious. You know, I stick with my go-to food every time, you know, and I switch it up every once in a while. But I do the chicken wings every game, and then I maybe do chili.
Tell me how you do your chicken wings.
Mine's very simple. I bring them out, wash them up, put them on the thing. I put butter on them, and I salt and pepper, and that is it. They are the best.
No, they're not.
That is it.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no,
yeah.
They're not.
Oh, yeah.
I kick your backside. It's a chicken wing throwdown.
And actually, you know what? I like mine crispy, so I keep them in for an extra 30 minutes and get a little bake on them, you know, because I hate rubber wings. I just hate it. I just can't.
So do I. I like the crispy.
Yep. So there you go. So that's what I do.
I want the meat to pull away, not slap me in the face.
Yep. So, yeah, it's a simple one I do. I used to do a hot wing, but that my mom had taught me many, many moons ago before she had passed, and I forgot it. I lost the recipe. And she taught me how to cook. I mean, I was racking my brain. The ingredients for the hot sauce, I could never remember what that was. But she used to sit there and deep fry them for 10 minutes. Okay. And then she would pull them out, then put them on a tin foil. And then she would put the sauce on them. It had some kind of ranch in there as well, mixture with the hot sauce. and then she would soak them in there and then bake them for another 45 minutes. And they were amazing every time. And so I did it. I mean, I got the recipe. And then as I moved, I lost it. And then didn't ever cook them again. I lost it. It was 20-something years ago. And I just like, man, those were so good.
Well, if you listen to Fairbanks Foodies tomorrow.
Okay.
You're going to learn how to do some really good ones.
Okay. All right.
Really good ones.
Really good ones.
Really good ones.
Do you use
the process?
Do you use the fresh stuff, or you do the frozen ones?
I do frozen. Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deep fry the frozen. Yeah.
I don't deep fry. I bake.
Oh, you bake them? Okay.
Yeah, I bake. Yeah. And the process is, you take them out, you thaw them out, then you wash them, then you get every bit of moisture off them, every bit.
Huh.
Paper towel, every bit of moisture. Then what I do is I take baking powder. For every pound of wings, two tablespoons of baking powder. Then I have my spice rub. Well, they're all in there together. Then I, you know, put them all in a plastic bag and get them all.
And shake them, okay. Yeah.
Then I put them back in the refrigerator for another half hour to 45 minutes. Because putting them in the refrigerator removes moisture.
Gotcha. All right.
Then I pull them out, 400 degrees, 45 minutes. Halfway through, you know, 25 minutes in, turn them over, and I have them on a cooking grate.
Okay, all right.
Cooking grate.
So he gets underneath.
Yep.
Okay.
Cooking grate. Then when I pull them out, you know, they're perfect for, with my spice rub, Cajun wings. But say you want to do a traditional buffalo. You can do that. So what I do is, you know, equal parts, if you want the buffalo, you know, one cube of butter and equal parts Frank's Red Hot.
Gotcha.
Put, you know, melt it all together, get it nice and simmering. After your wings have rested 5 minutes, throw them in there, get them really good and going. Serve them with your blue cheese, and people will love you.
So speaking of wings, I got to tell the story. I was heading to the airport early January, and obviously I haven't been to the airport in a while. Not that I'm not excited. I'm driving by, and I look over, and I go, Jaybird's Wing World.
And everyone's looking at that sign going, what the heck?
And, you know, that's the same wings at Food Factory. Yeah. Obviously, you know, that was all part of the business. And I was like, oh, Jaybird's putting it real. I was like all excited. And I go look in the window when I got back. I go, this is not a Wing World.
Yeah. We love our wings.
And
you know, when I saw that up there, I go, that was his original sign.
Yeah, it was.
You know, off his original location there in that mall.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I just remember it was that corner little shop that he started. And, man, I was a big customer. I mean, you could walk in there, get 20, 30 wings at a time, bam, bam, bam. And they were busy.
Yeah. You know, I remember the first time I had it, I was playing softball. I was about 25 years old. I was playing softball at the softball fields. And here's Jay, you know, giving everyone a free taste.
Yep.
And after that game, I went there. And I was hooked since, man.
Yeah.
I was hooked since.
Good stuff. Of course, you get those at the Food Factory now. And, you know, that all went with that, you know, transaction there.
And, you know, I still go out to Pike's Landing. He owns Pike's. Jeffrey B. He has the dragon wings out there.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Where are you watching the football game at?
I'm watching it at my house. Yeah. I'm not going to.
How many of your homies are coming over?
No one. I'm watching it by myself. Like I said, I mean, if it was a Seahawks, I'd throw the big party, which, you know, back to back years, those were expensive. Back in what, 2013, 14, I think, Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah, the Legion of Boom.
It was 14, 15. I can't even remember now. But yeah, but going back to that, let's see here. What do we got here? Let's talk. 1.45 billion chicken wings will be eaten tomorrow or Sunday.
That's why I went and got mine already.
Did you?
Yeah, I went and bought my back at Fred Meyer.
Well, here's a weird thing. This is what this did not make the list at all on either side, bad luck or good luck, but they say 10 million pounds of ribs will be eaten on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a holiday.
Yeah.
It's a big holiday.
All right. So here's the big question. Should it be a national holiday on Monday?
No, the big question is who's showing up to work? and will they be all they can be at their work?
Yeah. Especially if your team's in there. I always, when the Seahawks were in the Super Bowl back to back years, the first year I tried to make it in, the second year I just said, I'm taking the day off.
Exactly.
But so, and then average, you know, taking a look at what people actually spend, you know, that's up quite a bit from last year. They an average $185 on their little Super Bowl shindig. So it was that $125 was the average last year.
Now it's a $185.
Yeah, that's a $185. Now going back,
is that Bidenomics?
That's right. now if we're going to incorporate Bidenomics, this one doesn't make sense. All right, okay. They say $68 million bucks. Was it 60? Oh, I have to go look up my numbers here. I might be.
What does a commercial cost?
No, this is okay. 67.8 million Americans are going to bet on the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right. Now that's 26% of all U.S. adults. All right. So they say, that's what they say. But here's the so overall, $23.1 billion being bet on the game. That's up $16 billion from last year. Thank you, Biden.
They're throwing it all. They're hoping a prayer.
yeah. The economy. Oh, come on! I got to win this one. Yeah. So I normally don't bet on the Super Bowl at all. You know, unless my team's in there. So, but I did get. I got hook, line, and sinker this year.
Oh.
Yeah. On two boards. So I was like, what boards? I don't know what you're talking about. But anyways.
But they're made. A board that's made for fun.
Correct. For fun. Yeah. You know, we're playing with Monopoly money. Yeah. So isn't that amazing? Up to $16 billion. That's insane. Wow. Let's see here. Wager online. Okay. 46 are actual gamblers. 46%. 36% are just casual friends. Mm-hmm. We're betting. Me and you are betting.
Yeah. Me and this good buddy of mine, we have a beer. On every time Dallas plays.
Yep.
If I win, I get the beer. If he wins, if I lose, he gets the beer. And so I was up about, you know, 7-8 beers or this season. but the way we lost in the playoffs, I said, we're even. That was such a, you know.
What happened to your team there?
We just let out a big poop. But I owned up to it. I was watching it at Tony's Sports Bar. And Tony's Sports Bar is a great place to watch the game. You know, you have JD and Jory there as the owners. And so I'm over there. I'm with my girlfriend. She's in a Dallas shirt. I'm in a Dallas shirt. JD, the owner, he's a Dallas fan. The bartender, Dallas fan. Jory, his wife, the other owner, she's a Green Bay fan. And I'm with 30 Green Bay fans. You know, and by the end of the first quarter, all the Green Bay fans are buying rounds. You know, they're patting me on the back. You know, they're buying rounds. And by the end of the half, you know, they're calling Dr. Phil for me. You know, so next thing you know, I got like 9 drink chips in front of me. Thank God my girlfriend's driving. So I'm starting to give other people drink chips. You know, here, you have one on me, you know. And,
oh my gosh.
It's a great atmosphere, great attitude, great place to watch the game. Good owners, bartender, camaraderie with the patrons there. You know, it's just a lot of locals. It's just a great local hangout.
All right. So Sunday, it's the biggest, one of the biggest. Or we got a break or no?
We're at a break. Thanks. Right. We'll be back after these messages. We're going to leave you with some police bumper music. God knows what that is. Some Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather. And we will be back.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Biden unfit for office after a DOJ report found him to have memory limitations when he was questioned about his handling of classified documents. South Carolina Congressman Ralph Norman on the Fox Business Network.
He is confused, and he is, he's not there. And our foreign adversaries sense blood in the water. They sense weakness.
President Biden not expected to face charges for storing classified information. Former President Donald Trump is currently facing federal charges for willfully retaining and mishandling classified documents. Trump, winner of the Nevada caucuses last night, hit a watch party in Las Vegas, took a shot at his GOP rival, Nikki Haley.
So I'd like to congratulate none of the above. I was one of those none of ever aboves. I was one of them.
Haley lost in the state's primary Tuesday, finishing second to the none of the above option.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports that there was a massive turnout on Wednesday at the Fairview Recreation Center, where a Department of Transportation public meeting showcased the preliminary alternative designs to connect the Seward and Glen Highways. According to Galen Jones, DOT's Highway Design Project Manager, they've been working to do this since the 1980s, with transportation-related issues getting progressively worse in the area. In each design alternative, the DOT considers criteria such as safety, livability, regional and local travel, and the access between the interstate highway system and the Port of Alaska. There were seven routes showcased on drawing boards at Wednesday night's meeting. Two of those routes go through the Fairview neighborhood, and two others bypass the neighborhood by traveling up along Merrill Field to the Airport Heights interchange. There have been multiple efforts in the past to try and solve some issues in the area, but they were either canceled or didn't go anywhere, according to Jones. The study will be completed by mid-2025, according to Jones, and the design process will last several years after that.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Erickson Events is proud to present Drake Milligan in concert Saturday, February 24th at the Spur. Doors open at 7, music at 8. Get your tickets now at EricksonEvents.com.
I need to kind of settle down and let myself get wrapped around somebody's finger, but if I had you, baby, sounds like something I'd do.
Drake Milligan was a finalist on season 17 of America's Got Talent. Simon Cowell called him the real deal. Howie Mandel described him as one of the most successful acts in America's Got Talent history.
Your kiss tastes like whiskey, and I'm a drinker.
Brought to you by The Spur and the Westmark Hotel and Conference Center. Don't miss Drake Milligan with Kendall Marvel, Saturday, February 24th at The Spur.
These boots need to keep to stepping. That dress needs to keep on spinning around.
Unlimited event.
Wintertime is always awesome at Ivory Jack's. Whether you ski up, arrive on dog sled, or snow machine, you're always welcome at Ivory Jack's with great weekend breakfasts with mimosas or their famous Bloody Marys. How about the perfect lunch or maybe a nice steak dinner? Swing out on the weekends to Ivory Jack's for live nightly entertainment, and there's always a game on the big screens. Plus free parking, always at Ivory Jack's. Whether it's your car, snow machine, or dog sled, Ivory Jack's in the heart of the beautiful Goldstream Valley.
The United Way of the Town and the Valley partners with 20 different agencies who focus on income, education, and health needs here in the Town and the Valley. One in four people in our community receive services from these agencies, and the United Way is here to help. The United Way of the Town and the Valley is also a partner with the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition, who is working to prevent the non-medical use of prescription opioids like Vicodin, Oxycontin, and fentanyl, as well as heroin use. Visit UnitedWayTV.com to find out how you can help. This message brought to you by the radio station 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with my boss. I'm still here. He's still making me work with North Korean equipment.
Yeah. Purple, all right. More
purple rooms.
The padded room. Hey, go to the padded room.
Go to your padded room, Bruce. Right. Purple padded room, Bruce. Oh, God.
All right. So Super Bowl Sunday, a lot of food being consumed. Yep. It's only the second most consumed day. What's the first?
Christmas. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. There you go. All right. So there you go. That's a fun fact. Each team, KC and then 49ers, they will each get 108 Super Bowl footballs that each team will for momentums and stuff like that. So they each get 108. You know, they'll sign them or whatever. Let's see here. What the average price for a Super Bowl ticket was? Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl was $6.
Yeah, Las Vegas, what is it, about $1,200?
Going for $10,000.
$10,000, the average price of the
game. $9,800.
To get into that.
Now, here's the problem, because I was reading a report, because there's like, you know, it's $9,800, $10,000, and we're talking nosebleeds.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God.
The first Super Bowl I, it was $6, and by the, what, third or fourth Super Bowl, when they actually named it, it was
the
Super Bowl was the third one, I believe.
Yeah.
And I think tickets were $30. You got to remember back then, every one of those Super Bowls, there was 40,000 empty seats in each one of those.
Wow.
Down in LA, because that's where they used to play down at
Pasadena.
Yes, they have. So anyways, yeah, that's, but now we're looking at 10,000. But the problem is that people are not paying it now. They just said, absolutely not. We're not going to pay the $10,000.
Yeah.
I got a true story.
I do a bathroom remodel for $10,000.
True story. Glenn Anderson. You know Glenner. Yeah, Glenner. One year, and this is probably 12 years ago or whatever, he had a buddy in California that was, you know, a movie actor or whatever, and they were talking. And he's like, oh, hey, I got two tickets to the Super Bowl. Do you want them? Back then, they were about, I don't know, $2,000 each. You know, that the average price was going about $2,000 each. And Glenn's like, heck yeah. So he comes to me, he goes, you're not even going to believe this. I got two tickets. To, you know, his Seahawks weren't in it, but it was in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, him and took Jerry Evans, and they went down there. And so they walked up, and they're like, blah, blah, blah. Walked up to the game. They're ready to go to the Super Bowl, the experience. And then this guy came up and offered them $4,200 for the tickets, and they took it.
They went to a bar.
And they went to a bar across the street.
I would have negotiated up to five.
Right. So yeah, I probably would have done the same damn thing. I would have been like, sure, yeah.
Hold on. That's our starting price now. Let's see what else you got.
But yeah, so $9,800, that is the, there you go.
Are they full? Are they sold out?
No, they're not.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're going to have to go refigure all that. But here's the cool thing. So now they're expanding next season. So after the Super Bowl, you will have 30 weeks to wait for the first game of the new NFL season.
We're
30
all,
weeks. I've already been counting. And
we're all waiting until April 26th, the first day of the draft.
Right. Yeah. And then 30 weeks before that first kickoff. But they moved up the season now. So now the next year's season is going to start September 6th. And it's going to kick off with a Friday night game. And it's going to be it's somewhere in South America, like Colombia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And so that's so the
Brazil it's, or something.
Yeah. And so and I can't remember if now I'm trying to think if that.
I think the Eagles are in it.
Yeah. So I think the actual the start of the is going to be the 5th though, because they said something you're going to have a quadruple header, like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday game, or no Saturday, but Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Saturday. Monday to kick off the NFL season.
Wow.
I'm already looking at next year because, you know, you should too.
I'm waiting for the draft. We got the 24th pick, you know, so we're going to probably go offensive lineman.
All right, so number of Super Bowl appearances by the KC Chiefs.
They were in the first Super Bowl.
Okay.
I'm going to say
counting this year, so you got to count this year as well.
I'm going to say five.
Okay, six. You're off by one. They won three. They were in six. And I think they were in the last two or three. I mean, it's like
or
it's always
of, or two you, out of three.
Something like that. Or they were in the one, then missed one, then went back to the two.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Number of Super Bowl appearances by San Francisco.
Let's see.
They've lost one.
I would say they've been in – this will be their seventh.
Okay, eighth. That's their eighth, and they've won five.
Okay.
All right, so they're pretty much up there with the Patriots and the Cowboys and the Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's see here. The previous Super Bowl meeting between Chiefs and Niners, Super Bowl 54, who won?
Between the Chiefs and the Niners?
Yeah.
Chiefs.
Yep. 31-20. And interesting fact on that is, you know, Madden, the video game Madden, that's on PlayStation, okay.
Yeah.
So they come out with the prediction, and they do the simulation of the game. So they have Madden 24, which is the new game. They call it Madden 24, and 23, they call it Madden 23. So they started this thing about 6, 7, 8 years ago where they simulate the game of the two teams because they have all the players on there that are for that year.
And the matrices.
And they simulate the game of the Super Bowl, and they call the winner. And so they actually predicted, they came out with their prediction 2 days ago, and they said the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. The problem with that is that the last 3 years they've been wrong.
Sort of like your bad luck food.
So if Campo's listening, yeah.
On his beach in Cancun.
Right. Yeah. So so they've been wrong the last three times, but with that prediction.
And, you know, if you're buying a Skidoo or a Can-Am, you're paying for his vacation in Cancun right now.
Yeah. And here's another thing is that, you know, it's obviously in Vegas. Vegas already generates a lot of money through tourists in gambling, hotels, and all that kind of food and all that kind of good stuff. This is an additional $1.1 billion boost over the weekend to Las Vegas. Let's build a stadium here in Fairbanks, Dave.
Quite, well, of course. It better be an indoor arena.
Right, indoor, yeah, or a half skating rink or something. Yeah. You know, make it fun, right? Let's see here. The average rate of hotel, which they were talking about, you know, the Las Vegas hotel community, they jacked up all the rates, like triple and quadruple for this. And then they just realized that everybody's VRBOing. Yeah. So now the rates are coming down, and they're averaging about $299 a night right now. Now they were up to about $700 a night.
Is that
earlier this week?
They also have that other fee, you know, your something, you know, your
the cleaning fee and all that for So, anyways, that's and the taxes and all that kind of good stuff. So, let's see here. 14 is the number of people who attend the average Super Bowl party. 14. I don't know. I'm just doing the random facts out here. And then 112 million Americans will attend a Super Bowl party on Sunday. 112 million.
One-third of our population.
One-third of the population. All right. So I was going to say something smart-ass, but I'm not going to.
Smart what? Smart backside?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Beep. Where's the beep button?
Hello, I'm David Pruse with the FCC.
Right. There you go. Let's see here. 35% of pizza orders increase. So there you go.
Hold it. I got a question for you. Do you believe in putting pineapple on pizza?
No, absolutely not. Don't even say that.
I do believe in it.
No, it ruins a pizza. I mean, I've eaten it and it doesn't. It's like
I like it. I can go with it or without.
It's like fruit on a salad. No.
Oh, so
apples? No. Oranges? No.
I like
cranberries.
Pineapple on pizza?
No.
But this lady I work with, she sent me this photo of like this character of Joan of Arc being burned at the stake. It was classified. Which he likes pizza. He likes pineapple on pizza. You know? Oh, man.
All right. So let's see here. Do you know what the most Google search for Super Bowl recipes is?
Chicken wings.
Shrimp scampi. I know, right?
I put a shrimp scampi recipe on for Wednesday's, for Fairbanks Foodies. For Wednesday's Valentine's Day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, and then so that's.
And you see, a true shrimp scampi is made in a champagne.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's the number one Google search for Super Bowl recipes.
Okay.
And then the second one, chili. No brainer there. Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Let's
have the cheeseburger.
Meatballs.
Yeah.
Sliders. Sloppy Joes. Goulash. Pizza dough. Alfredo sauce. And then cheesecake.
Go buy your cheesecake. Frozen food section, Fred Meyers. And that's where you get. And on Valentine's Day, that's where you get your tiramisu as your dessert for your.
All right. Next question. Okay. What is the most Google searched Super Bowl drink or cocktail? For the Super Bowl. This is specifically for the Super Bowl.
Scotch on the rocks?
Let's see here. Manhattan was number one.
Oh.
The Manhattan. Okay. Followed by the Shirley Temple.
No Roy Rogers.
Okay. There's kids involved
No
here,
Roy
so.
Rogers. Okay.
All right. And then I don't even know what this is. I've never. A sidecar? What's a sidecar?
I've heard of it, but I do not know.
I don't know either. Sex on the Beach was four. Roy Rogers was number five. And the screwdriver, the grasshopper, which I don't know what that is. How about the painkiller? That's a drink name, I guess.
You know, okay. Here's what you do. You get a shot glass. You get your Bailey's, your, what's your other one? Bailey's.
Ice cream? No.
No. Close. Your.
Coffee?
Not Kahlua. Your Bailey's. What's your, it's coffee. It's a coffee drink in the morning.
It's Kahlua. Yeah.
No, not Kahlua. What's the other one?
I don't know. I don't drink it.
three layers. You know, it's called a duck fart. Get the duck
fart. Oh, okay. I've had one of those.
Yeah. Your first layer is Bailey's. Your second layer is, your other coffee.
Those are actually good.
Yeah. And then your third layer is your whiskey. So do a couple duck farts.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, all right. So those are the so there you go. Those are some statistics. I have a little bit more to go, but I know we got a break here.
We're going to do a break. Fairbanks,
all right.
You're listening to KFAR Radio. You're listening to the Perry and Dave Super Bowl show. We're broadcasted nationally. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Get a grip on winter with a Bridgestone Blizzak studless snow tire from GCR Tires and Service. Blizzak revolutionized winter driving with dependable acceleration, turning, and braking on snow and ice ever since it appeared on the winter tire scene. For your pickup and your car, discover why Blizzak is still the most imitated tire on the market today. Be in control of Alaska's winter driving conditions with Bridgestone Blizzak. Buy yours from GCR, the Tire Guys, Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Scattered flurries likely today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 21. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Scattered flurries likely. Lows dip down to about 8 above. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Got Perry Z in the studio here with me. Now, Perry, what did you just point out to me? These harsh working environment conditions.
I was looking up there. There's a spider spinning a web right above your head coming down.
Yeah, exactly. Fairbanks, you can't see it, but I'm in a purple room with equipment from North Korea with the top management who's laughing at me.
I know. I'm sorry, Dave.
Hard working conditions, but I can go through. Remember when we had that earthquake a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Everyone is out there yelling about the earthquake. I was doing a taping of Fairbanks Foodies. I did not break anything. I just kept doing it.
I wasn't even here, so that lasts about 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're in Mexico.
Yeah, I heard about it, but yeah.
But I did not break stride.
You didn't break stride.
I was professional. Everyone else is out there in the hallways having conniptions. Not me.
Not me.
Because I'm used to harsh working conditions.
The show must go on.
I'm used to harsh working conditions. So, back to the statistics.
Okay. Potato chips. Obviously, one.
Yeah.
11.3 million pounds will be consumed on Sunday. That's a lot of potatoes.
If you listen to Fairbanks Foodies tomorrow,
yep.
I got a nacho treat for you.
Ooh, I like nachos.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a caricature off of Guy Fieri's trash bucket nachos.
Uh huh.
I do something similar, but I use a wine. You know, you put your wine bottle in your wine container, and that's what I use. And I turn it. I don't put it on a plate. When I turn it over, I put it on a cutting board.
Wow.
And I go with, you know, I use chicken breasts that are marinated and flavored, spiced in taco seasoning, and I make layers of great stuff. And I use two of those Kraft cheese things, you know.
My Lord.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's good for about 6-7 people.
Got a little kick to it.
Yes. It's really good. Really, really good.
All right. So we're moving on. This is 250 million pounds of avocados.
That's a lot of nachos.
That's right. Right. Yeah. That's 250 million pounds of avocados.
So
I'm sort of curious.
There's 330 million people in the United States. That means the average person.
It's going to eat
a pound. Yeah. You know, and hold it. There's 150 million people
I'm
watching
just
the game.
Reading what's on the paper.
So the average person has a pound and a half of avocados is watching the game on Sunday. We're a Fruit Loop country.
I know, aren't we? All right. So going back to each American spending about $189 on the Super Bowl, which last year was $124, so that's quite a bit.
Bidenomics
there. It's all in the, I guess, the price of the chicken, right?
Apparently so.
All right. So that's it. I mean, I went through all of them, I think. Man, that was a lot. 50 million cases of beer sold.
Thank God.
50 million cases
now
of beer sold.
You're a Miller Lite. You're a Coors Light.
I'm a Coors Light, yeah. Yeah, Coors Light.
I'm all over the board. I like Pilsners, you know, Alaska Pilsner, King Street. Got some great Pilsners made in Alaska.
Well, I think it ruined it for me, you know, because now you have all these microbreweries, and you have different, you know, you have the different levels of alcohol, the different beer. You go in there, there's 29 on tap, you know, yeah. You're like, oh, and we have the cranberry sauce.
Oh, forget
and
that stuff.
And the
forget
blah, 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 blah.
Forget it. Uh-huh.
But anyway, so going back way back when I was, you know, in my 20s have or whatever, I worked for a brewing company in the sense of for home brew supplies in Fairbanks.
Oh, really?
St. James Home Brew Supplies. And so basically when you were sitting there, you know, behind the counter, you know, this is a part-time gig for me. I was working at the radio station. And so you'd sit there and, you know, you don't get a lot of traffic every day. So I would make beer. I would just grab the thing, grab the hops, grab everything. And they had the whole kitchen there where they had the big balls. You know, you could, you know, mix it all up, blah, blah, blah. And then you start to let it go ferment for a while. And so I literally would have 9 of them rolling at one time in the back. And
making beer and getting paid.
And I was experimenting, you know, like blah blah blah.
Mad scientist, period.
Right? I was experimenting. You know, some were okay, and some were horrible, and I think that's what ruined it for me. So I just drank Coors Light.
Lat 65. Have you been over to Lat 65?
I have not yet. That's the one place I have not yet.
First of all, they got great beer. And then you got Ted Long over there. He opened up his frozen smoke barbecue. He had a food truck.
Gotcha.
And now he's got it. He's,
so that's the new place in there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And he doesn't have his deep fryer yet, but you got to try the peanut butter burger.
The peanut butter burger.
Yeah.
Wow.
What he does is he takes his smash burger, which is 2 3-ounce patties, smashes them down, cheese on top of them. You know, he's got the soft buns, and you got your red onion, your lettuce, your tomato. But he takes the top of the bun, the soft bun, and he coats it with peanut butter. And, you know, I've not met a person yet who doesn't say, oh, my God, it's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go.
I'm a mushroom cheeseburger guy, you know.
Okay,
but I got to go. This peanut butter burger.
You swear to it.
Swear to it.
All right.
It sounds whacked out of there.
It doesn't. Yeah, it sounds like fruit on a salad.
It does. Pizza with pineapple.
It sounds like pineapple. Yeah. Yeah.
but I'm not. You know, I was over there. I got to try this, Ted. And the thing about it is, the place was packed. It was a Thursday night, 7 o'clock. It was packed. I got my food order within 6 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Within 6 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And, I had to sit on one of those, like, sidecars. You know, those against the wall with the seat that has a little bit of a...
Yeah, that's all right.
All the tables were taken.
Yeah.
And me and my buddy, he went with the jalapeno burger.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And, again, he's got brisket. He's got the pork butt. Got the nachos. You want the pork butter, the brisket nachos. He's ready to go for you.
Right on. All right. So what we got here? We got okay.
Four
one last number here. Well, let's see here. We actually touched on this a little bit earlier, but 18.8 million people are going to miss work on Monday.
So basically, we're going to say 20% of the working population.
Correct. I mean, they're going to miss it. Yep. Resulting in about $9.2 billion lost productivity.
And Fairbanks, Uber.
Uber, yes.
My girlfriend's driving.
Well, I mean, like I said, they just make it a national holiday. Truly Monday.
Yeah.
You know, call it Super Monday or Aftermath Monday
Hangover Monday.
And so I think,
Cottonmouth Monday.
I'm all for that. As a boss, I would say, okay, yeah, I would give that day off.
You know who I have in here on Monday? The people at the ice park.
Oh, yeah.
Monday.
God, that's coming up fast.
Yeah, ice carver's in here. They're already here.
I know, it's you know, that always sort of, in my heart, it marks spring.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, we're on.
Valentine's Day marks spring for me because that's a day you can go to work at 8 and get off at 5 and you got sunshine the whole time.
Yep, and then they screw you up when they fall back or spring forward. And then that one day in March you sit there and they go, okay, put your clocks ahead. And then you wake up the next morning and go to work, and you're like, okay, it was daylight yesterday.
Yeah, now it's not. Yeah, they're messing with me. You know. And then there's Arizona. They say, the heck with the rest of the world. We're not changing
anything. Yeah, we're not changing anything. So, but it should be a fun game this weekend if you're a 49ers fan, if you're a KC fan, or if you're just a football fan in general. Super Bowl is a lot of fun with friends, food. If you're on your little community boards. For Monopoly money.
They're also called rippies.
Okay, yeah. And so there you go.
For show and tell.
It's for show and tell.
And so what is your prediction on who's going to win?
Ooh, that's going to be tough. You know what? I can't.
Who do you want to win and who do you think is going to win?
Okay, listen. I can't. I went through this yesterday. I don't want anybody to win because I have a grudge against the 49ers.
It's your division
Obviously,
foe.
They're an division foe. But the problem is I always like rooting for the underdog. Now, you would say, well, San Francisco is not an underdog. I like Brock.
Yeah.
I like their quarterback and, what he's done this year and, working for, near pennies of $700,000 a year.
Yeah, but think of the advertisements he gets.
Yeah.
He's probably making $20 million a year just in endorsements.
Yeah. And then Patrick Mahomes, he always pulls it out. So you just sit there. But, so if the KC wins, then they don't have those bragging rights in our division next year. And, if San Francisco does win, I said, well earned, I guess.
You're in the best division of this millennium.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you look at the Niners, everyone has been to multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And 3 out of 4 of you have won multiple Super Bowls.
Well, yeah. It's a tough division.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should join it, Cowboys.
just trying to get back there this millennium. Fairbanks, that is our show. Me and Perry are going to have fisticuffs now about our football teams. You have a great weekend, a great Super Bowl. I will see you on Monday. Mr. Perry Z, thank you very much for accompanying me on our annual Super Bowl show.
You're welcome.
Fairbanks, I will see you Monday.